Teach your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital. Teach your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in another beautiful and unique program, Parenting Skills. Parenting is an art. Children are a precious gift of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Everyone wants that they can do better upbringing of their children. Inshallah, in this program, we'll be talking about how can we upbring our children on a better line. Dear respective viewers, we conducted a public survey. Before this program, we conducted a public survey. And Alhamdulillah, we received a very good response from your end. And you shared your challenges which you faced during parenting with us. We have selected few, and inshallah, we'll be talking them case by case. Hope inshallah azawajal we will take advice from a professional doctor who is with us inshallah azawajal Dr. Zirek Attari, a professional advice, and we will be learning how can we do better parenting. I hope you will be with us inshallah azawajal from start to end, because this program is going to help you to shape our upcoming generations. This program will tell us how can we do better upbringing of our upcoming generations and our children, inshallah, azza wa jal. Let's go towards our guest speaker, Dr. Zirek Attari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, how are you doing, okay?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal, how are you, Rizwan?
MashaAllah. So first of all, I would like to appreciate that another beautiful and unique program you have brought for the viewers of Madani Channel. And a good thing about this program is that we have got an interaction of the viewers with us, alhamdulillah. They have shared their challenges, what they are facing during parenting, and inshallah, you'll be talking on that very important challenges what they face, and inshallah, you'll be giving them advice. What do you say on this program initially, and what was your intentions before you wanted to do this, and inshallah, we'll take then inshallah a few cases.
Alhamdulillah, within the environment of Dawat Islami, our Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Ulaliya, he gives us the mindset that we need to actually help the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ, the best amongst the people is the one who helps others as well. Alhamdulillah, the Madani Channel tries to bring new programs which actually focus on the problems that are faced by the Muslim Ummah, by the Muslim community. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, I have been blessed with the opportunity to previously do a number of different silsilas where I use the background that I have to the advantage of the viewers. Now, clearly a program was in my mind in terms of helping parents to do the upbringing of the children, because in my everyday life, many parents actually contact me and they ask me for advice on the challenges that they face, whether it is parents or guardians or other family members. So I thought that doing a program on Madani Channel will be beneficial.
Definitely.
So rather than me sharing those experiences or those problems, I thought that it will be a better engagement if we ask the public first, the parents first. So we actually sent a survey, and Alhamdulillah, as you say, we received very good response, and I'm very grateful for those parents who have actually sent in the challenges that they face with their children.
Not only that, Dr. I was reading, mashallah, the responses. The viewers of Madani Channel, they have appreciated this initiative and they've given us very good feedback that this program, inshallah, will benefit a wider community across the globe, inshallah.
And inshallah, Azawajal, we will be going through the case scenarios that the parents have suggested. And all I can say is it's a very mixed picture. And whether it is these parents who have sent in the questions or those parents who haven't actually sent the questionnaires, they will equally benefit from this, because you know, there are children in every household, to be honest.
And there are many common challenges for the parents they are facing. So, Dr., without any further delay, let's go towards our cases that were in front of us. The very first response that we have received, let's take that first. There is a child who is a boy and age is 2 years, whereas he's not suffering from any physical health illness and neither any of the mental health illnesses. And whereas the problem the parents they are facing and they have written to us, that is, he gets very angry. And as we had asked a question that what strategies the parents they have already adopted, so in response to that question, they've written that they have tried to explain him, to calm down him, whatever they could do, they've done that bit, and that's what they have tried. As far as the family history is concerned, the parents or other family members, they are not facing any sort of mental health or physical health illnesses. So this is the case. What do you respond to this?
So this is a two-year-old child who's actually having problems with anger.
I would like to pose one other question, interesting question, that as far as the age is concerned, I think, is it a really problem also or not? Because in this age, children, they are stubborn and sometimes they are fussy, isn't it? Or maybe you would better explain.
The first thing I will say, this is the normal part and parcel of growing up. When the children are from around the age of 2 to 3 years of age, they start actually expressing their emotions in That's a number true. Of different ways. And there's a very common term, tantrum twos.
Yeah.
So this is when the children start throwing tantrums. What is a tantrum? Is if the child's needs are not met, whatever needs they may be, whether the child is hungry, whether the room temperature is not right, whether they need a toy and they're not getting it, or the attention they want and they're not getting that attention. Nice. So the child's way to express his disapproval is by showing anger as an emotion.
Yeah, understandable.
And these can be, there is obviously a wide spectrum of how the children can actually show their anger. And many of the parents will agree with me, and this is another issue that the parents do discuss with me. Some children, they go to an extreme.
Okay.
What they will do is they will either throw themselves on the floor, they will either start hitting their head against the wall,
or to siblings, maybe?
Or they may obviously start, if there are other brothers and sisters who are either older or younger than them, they may start hitting them. Biting could be another thing.
Right.
Or they will actually throw things around and cause a bit of a damage. And whereas on a sort of a lower spectrum of this behavior problem, they may simply just start crying.
Right.
And what happens is the parents face a real difficult situation, especially when they're out and about. In the home, the parents may not feel that embarrassed, but when they're out and about, they may be in the supermarket, they may be visiting family and friends, and now the child has actually thrown a tantrum. They've become angry. So this is the scenario. I'm not sure how it relates to the actual parent who's asked the question, but that's the scenario that commonly parents will face with their two-year-old or a three-year-old. This is, as I said, is a normal part and parcel of growing up. So every parent will face this situation with their child to some extent.
Right.
And this is such an important aspect of the upbringing, is that if the parents get it wrong at this stage and they are unable to control the tantrums in a correct manner, then this has the potential to cause long-term difficulties in the behavior of this child, and also long-term difficulties in the relationship between the parents and the child. Why? Because clearly the child is getting angry, the parents are getting upset, and the child is throwing a tantrum all the time until he gets what he wants.
Right.
And then the child will actually be learning itself, himself or herself, that whenever I throw a tantrum, I get what I need. And that's the understanding of the child.
Mm.
And the parents' role here is crucial, that how do they actually address it.
Right. Also, another important linked question here, it comes in my mind, that sometimes parents, they take it onto their own self, that maybe they're not doing better parenting, because as you said, when they go out and about, right, outside to their family members or maybe to their relatives, they see that other children, they are behaving very well, right? They are not running around and throwing things, but their child is doing it, and they start feeling embarrassed. So this feeling also hurts them to some extent, that why they are very good and why my child is not that good as it should, as he or she should be. So what do you say on this?
Clearly, that is a big issue, and especially in Western society, where we don't have a strong sort of wider family network. So parents are bringing up their children on their own. Whereas if you look at the, you know, for example, back in Indian subcontinent where there's a joint family and not just the parents, but the grandparents and the uncles and the aunts, and they have a very sort of like engaged role to play in the upbringing of the children, which reduces a lot of stress on the parents, so they feel supported. Whereas compared to in this day and age, where obviously it's the mother and the father and the children. And everything they have to, the parents have to do themselves.
And so sometimes clearly, it's a single parent also.
Exactly. So there could be single parents, single mothers. And this actually, and especially if you're a first time parent.
Yeah.
Because first time parent, they will have much less experience in terms of dealing with this. And definitely if there are other issues with the parents, for example, the mother may have other difficulties, have confidence issues or low self-esteem issues.
Yeah.
And especially if their parents themselves, for example, grandparents of the child, they start telling the parents or the mother, well, why can't you actually manage the behavior of your child?
Yeah.
He is so naughty, he's so misbehaved.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to affect the emotions of this mother or these parents, and they are going to feel inadequate. And then the child, obviously the child does not understand this situation with the parents. So the child is throwing the tantrum, whether it's in the public or in the other family members' life. So definitely it's another point to it.
Right. What I feel from this program, that actually this program is for parents, how they can better themselves in terms of parenting, right? So it's a very good point which you raised, that we need to learn that this is a normal problem in certain settings, like for example, the children, they develop tension issues. And how can a parent now tackle this issue? This is the second question.
Now, there are two ways. What was basically suggested in the past, or in the up until very recent past, is that you ignore the child.
Okay.
So if the child's misbehaving, you completely ignore the child, making sure that he is safe and sound.
Okay.
And you basically say to them, okay, you're not going to get what you want until you calm yourself down.
Yes.
And you get out of the room, making sure the child is safe. Now, that may still be true to some extent, because what is happening, if you look at it from a psychological point of view, the child cannot differentiate that his behavior, or he does not have an understanding that his behavior is a problem.
Okay.
He simply needs something.
Right.
Whether it is a toy, whether it is a sweet, whether it is in these days mobile phone or obviously TV or cartoons or whatever it is, whatever his need is, he wants his need met. So whether it is crying or he will adopt this behavior, right, it is up to the parents to explain to him that this behavior, throwing a tantrum, getting angry, will not get you what you want.
Right.
Now, because the parents eventually will give up after 1 minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes, or they try for a few times, they don't give in, but fourth or fifth time, they will give in.
Yeah.
Because the situation may be different. And the child may be exploiting that someone else has come. So this giving up by the parents, giving into the child's demands in this particular situation, it makes the child learn that if I do this behavior, I will get what I want.
Hmm.
So the first thing is for the parents is to discourage this behavior. But you cannot do this when the child is throwing a tantrum.
Yeah.
After the tantrum, or you know, the other time, what you'll have to do is explain to the child that crying will not get you anything.
Okay.
What is being suggested these days, most importantly, is that you try to understand the emotion of the child.
Okay.
Now, as parents, they quite well understand the needs of a child. So the child is hungry, the mother will feed the child. The child is cold, they will warm up the room. The child obviously the child needs to sleep, they will try to put the child to the sleep. So the parents know very well their needs. And most of the time, parents know what is making the child angry.
Right.
So we know that this is the need, this is what it will actually make him angry. So rather than waiting for that point to reach, you can take steps before that.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously it depends. It's very situation specific.
Okay.
Let me give you another situation. Mm-hmm. You've taken a 2-year-old child to the park. He's sitting on the swing, right? Mm-hmm. And now the time is to go home.
Back. Yeah.
And you say to the child, let's go home. And there it is. The child doesn't want to go home.
Yeah.
He's enjoying.
Very common
and,
example.
And basically you are taking him out of a situation where he is happy.
Yeah.
So what the parents should do in this situation is, these little children, they don't have concept of time either.
Yeah.
If you say to a 2-year-old that, okay, in 5 minutes, we are going to go home. He has no idea what is his 5 minutes.
Very good. Yeah.
So what the parents need to do is, okay, what we will do is, I'll give you 5 more swings.
Okay.
And then it is time to go home.
All right.
You are actually now warning him that after 5 swings, it'll mm-hmm. be time to go home.
The last session.
He may then say, no, I want 10 more swings.
Okay.
Then negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's not do 10, but we will do 7. Okay, so it's a negotiation skills, and these children are very clever, and this is something that the parents have to learn, negotiating skills.
Good.
You don't want to enforce your point of view all the time. You
right.
have to learn this skill to negotiate with the children. And basically, if you say to them, we'll do 7 swings. Or, okay, well, we'll do 5, but you can then have a ride on this, you know, other ride, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, the child then gets an idea that, okay, after 5 swings, either I'm going home, or after 5 swings, I'll go to another ride and then I'll go home.
Okay.
So what has happened is that you've given the child, you've given them a warning,
yeah.
you've explained that this is what is going to happen, this is what is coming, I'm actually understanding your need as well. So whatever these needs are of the child, try to understand it. Try to understand, try to give the child a warning. Okay, you know, this after this number of time or after this and so on and so forth. Or for example, little children, how do you actually give them a concept of time? So when you have that hand clock, so you can say when the clock goes to number 5, that's when we will stop this activity.
Okay.
Rather than saying when the clock shows 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you can say when the small hand is here and the big hand is here.
Maybe to the certain age group, definitely. It will
yeah,
definitely
obviously
help.
It will increase. But we are talking about a 2-year-old
yes.
child. So it is understanding that what is going to make the child angry and preparing for it, planning for it,
right.
that you don't end up in that situation. Now, also, it doesn't mean that, for example, let's say my child wants a packet of crisps.
Mm.
If I now, for example, if I give him 1 packet of crisps and then he would want a second one.
Yes.
I'm not encouraging packet of crisps. But that's the reality. You know, a 2-year-old child would want, let's say, a chocolate.
Okay.
But after one, he may want another. And I know that after one, he will throw up a tantrum for a second one.
Hmm.
So before giving the 1 chocolate, you can sit with the child and say to him that you will only get this one.
Okay.
Do you want this one? You won't ask for a second one.
Right.
Now, clearly, before you give and you are making a rule for him.
And you're making his mind also.
Exactly. Yeah. That you will only get this one. And if he says, no, I want 2, well, I don't think you will get the 2. You will need to actually survive on 1. Otherwise, you're not getting any.
Right.
The child may throw a tantrum at this time, that no, I want the 2. Otherwise, I won't get any. What you do at this time is, okay, no, you're not having this.
Okay.
You take the chocolate, go away, and say to him, the child, that even if you cry, you will not get even 1 chocolate. You will have to accept that you will only get 1 chocolate.
Okay.
Only then I will give it to you.
Right.
Now, even if the child cries,
mm-hmm.
you are not there. Because the child is crying to get your attention. And if you are not giving him attention, after 1 minute or 2 minutes, this child is going to stop.
Yeah.
Because he knows I'm not getting any attention.
Right.
This child will then come to you and say, okay, mom, I'm happy to have 1.
Yeah.
Now, this is one skill, one sort of thing that you can then generalize, how you will negotiate with your
right.
children
negotiate
and how you will actually give them ultimatums beforehand. And that's how, inshallah, if obviously, it's as I said, it is very situation specific. But if the parents learn to deal with this, and I will say parents have to remain assertive. Assertive means you're not going to get angry.
Yes.
When you are telling the child that you will only get one, don't show anger, because he will copy your anger.
Yes.
You will have to remain pleasant and happy. Don't bring in negative emotions. It is the parents' negative emotions, and then the child begins to copy.
True.
All of this behavior, to an extent, is a learned behavior. The child has seen adults doing the same thing in number of different ways, getting angry and so forth. So the parents, when they are negotiating, it is extremely important that they remain pleasant, smiling, neutral in their tone, but assertive and firm on their rules. This is the rule.
Mashallah.
And prior to coming to this, you can then say, you know, we can agree on certain rules. If mom says only one chocolate, you will say one chocolate. And if he doesn't agree, you will bring him to the rules. These are the rules we agreed. If you don't follow the rules, these could be the sanctions, that you don't get the chocolate. So once you are successful in this, and the second important thing is you have to be persistent every time.
Very important.
If you give in after four attempts and fifth time, you end up giving into the child's tantrum, then you are setting a really difficult task for yourself.
Sure.
That in this child now knows that I'll now have to cry four times.
Yeah.
And fifth time I will get it.
I get it.
So it will be even more of a problem. So sure. Be consistent, be persistent.
Stick to what you say.
And be gentle. You don't have to be angry in this. And this is where the parents have to control their anger. And usually, if you follow this regime, it only takes about 1 or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or up to maximum 4 weeks for a tantrum to go away.
Okay.
And then obviously, once you've controlled one tantrum, then you know that I'm confident and I will be able to deal with it. It won't cause you much stress. And the child also knows that now I won't get my way.
Right. Very good. MashaAllah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, you've heard a very beautiful response Dr. Sahib has mentioned and very beautiful skills he has shared with viewers of Madani Channel. I hope you must have benefited, especially in this case where children, they show tension. Dear respected viewers, we've got another case in front of us, that is boy, gender is boy and age is 17. So we have just got another response, which is a higher age group. There's no physical illness, no mental health problems, and the problem, he is lazy, right? And maybe many parents, they think their children are lazy, they should be doing what they are not doing, and they think they are lazy, and no family history of any problems of health issues, mental or, and what strategy they have adopted is they have stopped giving money.
Okay, well, this is another issue. I'm not going to label it as a problem,
okay,
because it's an issue.
Okay.
It could be a real problem or it could be a created problem.
Right.
Now, as I said, that basically this is like his parenting skills.
Mm-hmm.
It's not childhood skills. Sure. So majority of the time, I will actually be addressing the parents. First of all, the parents really need to think to themselves, is my child really lazy? Or
I think he or she is.
It is my perception, because sometimes I have met parents where they will ask me help about a child, and when I have sat with the family and I've realized that it's the parents' expectations,
right,
which actually needed to be addressed rather than the issue with the child.
Hmm.
Now what happens is that this is a very important issue, that as a parent I expect from my 10-year-old child what I would expect from myself, whether I'm 40 or 30 or whatever.
Appropriate. Yes.
I treat my 10-year-old child, or I look at my 10-year-old child in the same way that I look at myself.
Yes.
Now, this is a big issue that the parents actually come across, is that they expect from the child way too much.
I agree with you. Very good point.
Why? Because what they are doing is they want the child to be doing. Mm. And that's not possible at all. And some parents then set unrealistic goals. If you set an unrealistic goal, the child is not going to be able to achieve it.
And you would think he is or she is lazy.
And you will obviously think he's lazy, and basically you will ruin the relationship that you have with your child. So to the parents, my advice will be Think about your childhood when you were a 10-year-old or when you were a 7-year-old, because we do have memories which do go back to, up to 4 or 5 years of age. So by the time we are 6, 7, 8, we do have memories from our childhood, and we do have our own parents telling us, screaming to us, no, you were like that as well. Okay? And how did my parents deal with that?
Actually, doctor, the problem actually happens is that if you think in your past, right, your parents are telling you, go get this from the marketplace, you go buy this, and you don't want to get up, right? And maybe one or two times you go and get it, but all the time they're telling you, not to other brothers or sisters, right? They don't tell them to do it. And you also feel, no, why am I all the time? Then you don't listen, for example. And maybe you are the youngest one, and they're telling you all the time. And then they start having a perception, no, he is lazy, he doesn't do anything, he doesn't listen to us, he doesn't go to get anything for us. Or maybe this is the reason he is lazy or something. What do you say on this?
That could be a reason as well, that, you know, why am I being asked all the time? And that's, again, very natural. Mm-hmm. Even though the parents can be, for example, they've got two children, and they will be repeatedly telling one to do another. And obviously, if it's an elder child, sometimes what happens is, when I say elder, in the lower age range, that you could be asking the one who is the older one.
Okay.
Because they are more responsible and the task may be suitable to their skill. And you ask them 3 times and the little one 2 times. And then this elder one will then keep telling you, why is it me all the time that you keep telling? Why can't you tell him and so forth? And yeah, I mean, that's a factor definitely. Now, let's come back to this child now. That let's assume that the parents are now realistic and they understand, okay, I used to be like this, but my child is much more lazier than,
I used to be
or whatever. So, what do we mean by laziness?
Good.
Is the child waking up to go to school on time? Is the child actually, when they come back, let's assume that, okay, he's now, how old is he? 17.
Yes.
So is he going to the college on time? Does he actually pray his namaz on time? And if he's doing sort of like, sometimes children can be doing part-time jobs or they may be volunteering. I mean, is he committed to that?
Going to madrasa?
Yeah, going to madrasa or masjid or volunteering, or sometimes they do sports activities and so forth. If they're doing some of these things and you want them to do a bit more, then obviously, you know, it's a parent's problem. They need to bring their expectations down a bit. Now, let's assume the child doesn't do. He's a bit lazy in terms of getting up to go to school, and it's an issue. There must be a reason behind this.
Good.
There must be a reason behind this.
Find the root cause.
Find the root cause. Why is it that this child is not interested in waking up to go to school?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any issues at his college or school?
Okay.
Are there any issues with confidence? Are there any issues with self-esteem?
Yes.
And are there any other issues? Is he academically not as good? And he is afraid of going to school, or he's fearful that this might happen and he's trying to avoid it.
Okay.
And they may present with a number of different problems. Oh, I've got a headache, I've got tummy ache. Problems that the doctors will struggle to say yes or no.
He's facing bullying.
Bullying and so forth. So try to understand the root cause. Let's say that he's not actually going to the school or not getting up and it's getting more difficult. There must be a reason.
Right.
So as a parent, I need to get down to that reason. And as a parent, I need to find the reason and help my child to go through that reason.
Good.
Some of these reasons, parents may not be able to help the child themselves. Let's say, for example, bullying or bullying leading to anxiety or depression, or sort of self-confidence or self-esteem issues. In this case, the parents will actually then need to seek professional help from a GP,
right,
from a doctor, from the school, and they will actually need to be the advocate of their own child, rather than obviously blaming him for lots of things and so forth. So that's one solution. The other could be, for example, the child could be lazy. Many parents say, oh, they're playing games all the time on their mobile phones or game consoles and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is an addiction.
Yeah.
And the parents need to do something about this addiction, because I'd rather that the children, they actually do physical sports, whatever viable means of this are, And that's better for their physical health, that's better for their mental health, that's better for their social skills and the leadership skills, as long as the parents are keeping a close eye on it, that whoever they are doing these physical sports with, that's the right environment, that's the appropriate environment, and they're not getting into, obviously this is a 17-year-old, so not getting into smoking, drugs, bad company, and so forth. And the parents can keep an eye on that. For example, they're dropping the child off, who is he hanging around, what are the behaviors of the child themselves. So if he is doing the games, again, find out, there may be a reason. If someone's being bullied, they don't have the confidence, they don't have many friends, or not have good friends that they can go out with, then he may be sitting at home. So the parents now need to replace this game addiction with something that is more appealing to the child.
Right.
And obviously, if they are not, for example, sometimes parents say they are lazy because they don't do their homework, schoolwork, or their exam work, then again, there could be an issue. We can't say the child's not interested. Okay. The child has got a problem. He may not understand the homework. He may find it difficult. He may need some additional help, or there may be other issues. So, find out about all these causes that there may be, whether it is in relationship difficulties, bullying, or self-esteem issues, or other mental health issues. Although, you know, in this particular case, the family is saying that there aren't any. But all I could say is that, first of all, parents' expectations, they need to have realistic expectations.
Right.
If they do have realistic expectations, the child is considered to be lazy, then find out the root cause. And there could be many root causes, whether it is the school environment, home environment, and especially in this day and age, cyberbullying is very common as well. And also the game addiction. So if they're addicted to the games, you need to actually get them off.
MashaAllah. Zakallah. Thank you so much, Dr. Sab. Very good reply. Dear respected viewers of Madanishan, if you want that your child gets control of his or her anger, you should be polite. These are the teachings of our beautiful religion of Islam too. InshaAllah, Zawajal, we'll come back with another beautiful episode with parenting skills, InshaAllah, Zawajal. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Teach your children three things. Love for your Prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital. Teach your children three things. Love for your Prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital.